We have a horse team pulling contest, two nights of the Demolition Derby. We have the Sale of Champions 25th anniversary. We have laser tag free with admission, bingo and bankers. We also have the first ever Kenton County Spelling Bee. And we also have two nights of the tractor pull.
Why did you decide to add the new events and activities?
We wanted to draw in people from all different sectors of the community. And we understand that we live now in a semi-rural area where the typical county fair events may not appeal to all people. And we wanted to just add a little variety and make it, you know, just give people more value for their dollar that they spend to come into the gate.
Will people still find what they might expect at a county fair, like pie baking and eating contests, for example?
Definitely. We still will have the same 4-H FFA animal and other exhibits at the fair. We have our livestock shows in the morning. We have one on Tuesday morning. It's the sheep and the hogs. The 4-H kids bring in their sheep and hogs, and they exhibit those. Monday night is the beef show, where people bring in their beef cattle and exhibit those. Wednesday morning is the steer show, and we also have all kinds of exhibits that the 4-H and FFA kids bring in, like their baking, their sewing, their crops, their flowers and vegetables. And we also have classes for open exhibitors as well.
As you mentioned, one of the cornerstone events of the fair is the 4-H FFA Livestock Show and Sale of Champions. What do the kids take away from the experience? These aren't pets.
No, they're not pets. It's actually a really good way to teach kids responsibility, compassion for others, and business principles, because the kids have to acquire their animals early in the year. They spend a lot of time caring for the animals, and they have to have a budget where they can spend a set amount of money to get their animal to the finished product. The animal will go through the sale ring, and it's sold to a buyer, and the buyer takes the animal. So it's kind of a real-life situation to teach kids how to run their own business. A lot of kids are able to take home a little extra fund. Many of the kids are able to use the money that they make at the Sale of Champions to further their education.
Where's the fair taking place, and what's the admission cost?
The fair is at Independence, Kentucky. It's pretty accessible from anywhere in northern Kentucky. The fairgrounds is on 2960 Worman Road, which is basically between 16 and 17 off of Harris Pike. And the admission cost is $10. That gets you in the gate. You can go to the ride, the amusement booth, and you can get a ride stamp. The kids can ride at that point all the rides. And there's no further costs to incur when you get on the grounds other than your food and then some other, like, games.
You can find out how to get more information about the Kenton County Fair on our website at wnku.org under Regional News. Nancy Clintrup, thank you.
You're welcome.